This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Advent Sunday. Variable, use until Christmas Day. First posted December 20th, 2009, Isaiah 7:10-14, 15-17, the sign of Emmanuel, Psalm 24 King of Glory, Romans 1:1-7 Apostleship, Matthew 1:18-25 Announcement, Isaiah Paraphrase, in 734-733 BC, when Ahaz was king of the southern kingdom of Judah, and Pekah was king of the northern kingdom of Israel, Pekah, allied with the king of Syria to attack Jerusalem, God sent Isaiah, the prophet of Judah, to Ahaz, to tell him not to fear but to trust and obey God. God assured Ahaz that the enemies would not prevail. God told Ahaz to ask for a sign, no matter how seemingly impossible, which God could give him, in order for Ahaz to trust and obey God, but Ahaz said that he would not put God to the test. Then Isaiah said to Ahaz, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman, a virgin, shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14-14. Isaiah prophesied that before the child was old enough to eat solid food he would know right from wrong, and before that, the lands of the kings who threatened Judah would be deserted. The Lord declared that he would also bring tribulation on Judah greater than that of the time Ephraim split to create the divided monarchy, i.e. the northern kingdom. Psalm paraphrase, the psalm, which is attributed to David, may have been used as a processional, led by the Ark of the Covenant representing the presence of God, ascending to the temple gates. Remember that the earth and everything and everyone in it belongs to the Lord, who has established solid ground from the primordial flood, watery chaos, Genesis 1:9-10. Only those who are cleansed of sin and pure in heart, who do not desire what is false or practice deceit, can ascend the hill of God and stand in his temple. They are the ones who will be blessed and vindicated by God who has provided their salvation. They are the ones who seek God and a personal knowledge of and fellowship with him. The psalmist cries out, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in." Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory, Psalm 24:7-10 KJV. Romans paraphrase, Paul was writing to the Roman church which had already been established by others. He was writing to introduce himself, to announce his intention of visiting them, and to set forth his understanding of the gospel. Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ who had been called and set apart for the gospel, the good news of God's plan of salvation, which see, sidebar, top right, which God had revealed beforehand by his prophets and recorded in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. This gospel was fulfilled in God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was, by his earthly family, the descendant of David, the great shepherd king, and revealed as the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Through Jesus we had received grace, unmerited favor, a free gift, and apostleship, the call to be a messenger of the gospel, to bring about the obedience of faith. Faith is obedient trust, for the sake of his name among all the nations, Romans 1:5-me, including the Roman Christians and all who had responded to the call to belong to Jesus. To all God's beloved in Rome, who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 1:7. Matthew paraphrase, Mary was betrothed to Joseph, a descendant of David, but the marriage had not yet been consummated, when Mary was found to be pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph knew that the child was not his, but he didn't want to cause Mary public shame, so he decided to divorce her quietly. While Joseph was contemplating this, he had a dream in which an angel of the Lord told him not to be afraid to marry Mary, because the child had been conceived by the Holy Spirit. She would give birth to a son, who was to be named Jesus. His name means Savior, because he would save his people from their sins' disobedience of God's word. This was the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah 7:14, that an unmarried young woman, a virgin, would conceive and bear a son who would be called Emmanuel, Immanuel, which means God with us. Commentary: God's people were under attack from their enemies, and Isaiah, a prophet of God, was sent to declare God's word, telling Ahaz, their leader, not to worry, because God promised them that their enemies would not prevail. God offered to give Ahaz a sign so that Ahaz would trust and obey God's word, but Ahaz said he didn't want to put God to the test. His reply seemed pious, but Ahaz did not actually trust and obey God's word. Instead, he sought worldly alliance with Assyria, paid for out of the temple and palace treasury, and Judah became a vassal of Assyria to Kings 16:1-20, initiating the decline that led to Babylonian exile, and fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 7:17. Ahaz literally sold God's people into slavery and exile with the treasure of the temple and came to Kings 16:7-8. God's promise that Judah's attackers would not prevail and would be wiped out didn't do Judah any good because their king didn't trust and obey God's word. Instead, his disobedience caused them to receive the punishment that God's word of assurance and warning was intended to prevent. Ahaz put his trust in human kings instead of the King of Glory, and it led to disaster. The people of Judah put their trust in their earthly leader, Ahaz, instead of the Lord, and they suffered tribulation and exile. In contrast, Jesus is the true Savior and King of Kings. Those who put their trust in Jesus will not be sold into, but rather redeemed from exile and slavery. In one sense, all are God's people because God is our Creator. In another sense, God's people are those who choose to trust and obey God. If we will be God's people, He will be our God. Jeremiah 7:23, Ezekiel 11:20, Leviticus 26:3-12, Jeremiah 11:4c. This lifetime is an ascent of the people of God to the gates of the eternal heavenly temple of God, the Creator and Lord of creation. This lifetime is our opportunity to ascend to the Lord as our King. Only those who are cleansed of sin and pure in heart, who do not pursue what is evil or practice deceit, will be able to enter His gates and stand within God's temple. On our own merits, not any one of us qualifies. All who have sinned and fall short of God's righteousness, doing what is right according to God's standard, His word, Romans 3:23. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, can our sins be cleansed and our hearts purified. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can we be freed from slavery to sin, and be able to resist temptation. This creation has been designed to allow us the opportunity to seek and come to know and have fellowship with God our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and this is only possible through obedient trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness of sin and salvation from eternal condemnation and destruction, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Those who seek God will find Him, and those who find Him and learn to trust and obey Him will be blessed and vindicated by God, who has provided their salvation through Jesus Christ. God's word calls us to prepare for and await the coming of the eternal Savior and victorious Almighty King of Glory. Let us unbar the gates of our hearts and open the doors of our souls to receive Him, John 1:12, Revelation 3:20. God's plan of salvation through Jesus Christ has been designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5-14, and God has been progressively revealing it by His prophets as recorded in the Bible. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of Scripture and prophecy, the eternal Savior and heir to the throne of David. Jesus is the revelation of God's person and character in human flesh. Jesus is the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's word lived in this world by human flesh, John 1:1-3-14. Jesus' resurrection is the demonstration of the truth and power of God's word, and the fact of existence beyond physical death. Those who trust and obey Jesus receive the promised indwelling Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, Romans 8:9, through whom we have personal fellowship, and the assurance that we are in Christ and have eternal life to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Paul Saul of Tarsus is the prototype and example of a modern, post-resurrection, born again, John 3:3-5-8 disciple and apostle of Jesus Christ. He was convicted by the Holy Spirit of the risen, ascended Jesus, on the road to Damascus, Acts 9:1-9, repented and accepted Jesus as his Lord, Acts 9:5-9, was discipled by a born again disciple, Ananias, Acts 9:10-17, until Paul was reborn, Acts 9:18-19, and then Paul, guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit, began fulfilling Acts 9:20, the Great Commission, which Jesus gave to his born again disciples, Matthew 28:19-20, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5-8, making born again disciples and teaching them to repeat the process to Timothy 2. Paul taught that Christians had received grace, the free gift of forgiveness and salvation through faith, i.e., obedient trust in Jesus, and apostleship to bring all believers to obedience of faith in Jesus. All of us are called to be saints set apart for God's use. Grace, God's unmerited forgiveness and salvation and peace with God and other people are only from God, only through Jesus Christ our Lord. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14? Asterisk the Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, Isaiah 7:21-8:15n, page 830, New York, Oxford University Press, 1962.